about this expression? Say if there's something cooking in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say,
yeah, well, that's burning, I got too bad.
or if you like it, you might say,
well, that smells good.
Say if I was wearing a belt that was made out of cowhide, mm-hmm. and it wasn't artificial cowhide, I might say, well, now, this isn't imitation cowhide, this is
genuine.
Or in the days before people sold sugar packaged like it is now,
uh-huh.
when they sold it right out of the barrel, how did they say they were selling that?
By the pound?
Uh-huh.
You buy the barrel either. You could buy it by the barrel, a pound, a sack, or whatever you want. I mean, 3 big 100-pound sacks or 200 pounds or whatever amount you wanted.
Did people ever say they were selling it in bulk like that?
Well, you go to the wholesale house and get it. I don't know how they call it self-sale.
Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah, in books, yeah.
About how much would that be?
Oh, well...
Barrels?
It would be a barrel.
What would you call if a man had a lot of fruit trees all growing together?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call something like that?
I'd call them a bunch.
Have you ever heard anything besides that? An orchard?
Orchard, but if it's all right together, that'd be too much. Because you can't grow trees like that. At least you can't here. You got to get them way apart.
Are there any orchards in this country?
Well, most everybody's got some trees, but they're not no real much. Ain't nobody got no real orchards. They used to have real orchards. We used to have real orchards, but we ain't got nothing now. I got some apple trees down there. They ain't tended to, so they ain't nothing to them. Plum trees. And I got a few peach trees, but they're not tended to.
Do you remember what kind of tree it was that Washington was supposed to have cut down?
I can't come to me. I know exactly what it is. Just can't say the word.
The cherry
tree.
Do y'all have any of those?
Girls? I had one. I can't die. It's been gone. Yeah. Yes, cherry tree.
What do you call that hard inside part of the cherry?
Seed.
What about of a peach, the hard inside?
Well, it's a seed.
Seed too.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have these peaches around here that the meat is real tight against the seed?
Yeah. I said one's a clear seed, one's a plum. I meant a, what they call it? Clear seeds because you can work with them better.
Right.
The other one is clean.
What about, what do you call the part of the apple that's left after you've eaten around it?
Core.
Did people around here ever slice up apples or peaches and set them out and let them dry?
Oh yeah, that's the main thing.
What did you use it for?
Slice the apple, a drying apple. Well, you cook them and make pies out of them. Or you peel them. And then dry them in the sun. And have apple seed all over. I've got some in there now. In my refrigerator, sacked up. Dried apples. Got them dry.
Talking about nuts, you mentioned peanuts a minute ago. Have you ever heard people call those anything else?
Goobers.
Goobers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That used to be the name for them.
Is that the same thing as pendles?
No. They grow on bushes.
What's that?
They just have little tiny things. You can peel them, they'll fall off in the fall of the year. And they're real good. They taste like a peanut.
And you call them